The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Cheltenham is just around the corner for racing fans here, but if you're a GG watcher over in Finland, you might have to wait a little bit longer for your Horsey Festival. And it's a festival with a difference. It's 100 days to go before the Hobby Horse Championships in Seinäjoki. And to explain all, I'm joined by Cameron Hill from Off the Ball. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. I've just been Googling hobby horsing. I'm looking at YouTube, but maybe you'll explain, first of all, what is a hobby horse?
Well, basically, it's for those who haven't seen it, you've definitely seen them before. They're made of a straight stick with a small horse's head, usually of wood or stuffed fabric, that sometimes have little embellishments, perhaps reins attached. They've existed as far back as the late medieval period. They've appeared in Anglo-Irish literature, I think it's in Tristram Shandy, and in Spanish oil paintings of the 16th century. Most of them are hand-sewn. They have reins. Some hobby horsemen design their horses with elements such as snaffles, breastplates, halters, ropes, and fly ears. There's a lot of care that goes into them. I was looking at images last night of various handmade, homemade hobby horses, and the level of detail is incredible.
Now, I would think of a hobby horse as a child's thing, you know, that maybe mum and dad can't afford one of those rocking horses, which would be expensive. So instead, you get this horse's head at the end of a stick and you kind of hop over the stick and you jog around the place making horsey noises.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's not what they do in Finland.
No, it's experienced. Hobby horsing is a sport that's experienced something of a boom in Nordic countries, with Finland being the sort of epicenter, the mecca of hobby horsing, so to speak. So in 2017, it was the subject of Hobby Horse Revolution, a film by the Oscar-nominated director Selma Vilhunen, who documented various enthusiasts over 5 years. She told the New York Times in 2019, little girls are allowed to be strong and wild, and I think society starts to shape them into a certain kind of quietness once they reach puberty. So it's a sort of empowering hobby, the hobby horse. Today, there are not just athletes. It's kind of got this huge subculture. There are coaches, formalized competitions like the Finnish Hobby Horse Championships. Meetings will cover everything from discussions on grooming, bloodlines. Yeah, they decide their own breed.
Is it that tree? I got my hobby horse in that tree.
they talk about breed, gender, sorts of stuff with it. There's a real buy-in in terms of imagination.
Is it principally a female sport, or do men get involved as well?
There are men who do it. It's mostly taken up by young girls between 11 and 18. As you say, most of them whom can't afford to ride or own real horses. The film discusses how some of them are bullied by some of their peers over their love of hobby horsing, which is such a shame because it does embrace that lesser spotted thing as we enter adult life, which is imagination. But there are men who do it mostly as well, but it's predominantly a female
pursuit. So they are astride the hobby horse.
Yes.
And, you know, they can trot up to the beginning of their event, or they can walk up, or they can gallop up. I mean, they do all the kind of movements that a horse's hooves might do.
Completely. So in this hobby horse championship, there are various different disciplines. There's a lot of them, including dressage events, show jumping, team show jumping events, puissance, where they're allowed to run to the fences rather than canter or gallop.
And what's the highest fence they've got over in the puissance?
Well, the highest in Finland was 4'7", which is higher than some of the jumps at the Aintree Grand National. So Finland, there seems to be a higher level of hobby horsing there. Internationally, the minimum height of jumps is 80 centimetres, but in Finland, it's 1.10 metres.
So you get a teenage girl flying along, running as fast as she can with this hobby horse between her legs, and she's got to get over a fence that's 4'7" high.
Yeah, it's incredible. The leg power must be something else.
It certainly must be. Now, how widespread is this? This very niche, or would you have international competitors joining in this Finnish competition?
Yeah, just looking at some of the qualifiers for this year, they came from the likes of the US, France, Germany, a lot from Finland, it has to be said. But it's taken up in over 25 countries around the world. 250 competitors come to Seinäjoki every year for the championship. It attracted 2,000 visitors in 2019, which is quite insane. So there is a buy-in from a lot of people around the world. And I was looking at some of the qualifying, and it's quite ruthless. So you qualify by sending a video if you're an international competitor. Mm-hmm. And some of the reasons that applicants were rejected this year is the horse's equipment didn't meet the criteria. They had double reins. The whole arena was not in the frame of the video. And the qualifying video was muted or didn't have the original audio. So they're strict. They take it seriously.
And then they have qualification rounds. So you don't get to go to this event.
No, you can't just turn up with your hobby horse. You have to
go through the
channels. Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of pressure and they take it very, very seriously. There are different interviews I've seen from the likes of Alissa Aronomiki, who was a retired hobby horse competitor, now a national judge. She talked about her passion for it and just how far you have to go in terms of breeding your horse. One thing that I found really interesting is they're only allowed to beat stallions or mares. The hobby horses, geldings are not allowed. So for non-horse people, I've no idea. I was wondering, how do you check that?
or not. I can imagine that, okay, it could be a bit of fun for people to do, but I imagine that it would also be the kind of thing that you'd be slagged off for by your pals.
Yeah. I certainly, not that I am an enthusiast, but if I was, I'd probably keep it to myself to a certain degree until I got to the homeland, which is Finland. But Arnie O'Mackey was making the point that it has a feministic agenda. No boys are coming and telling them what they need to do or bossing them around. So there is a level of empowerment that comes with hobby horsing, which is great to see. You know, we can laugh about these hobbies.
Well, it's a hoot to watch because, I mean, when they're doing the dressage, for example, you know, they're prancing on human legs,
sneakers.
The horse would prance. And
absolutely.
So quite astonishing. I have rarely seen something quite as bizarre, I think.
Well, absolutely.
From the sporting world.
And Cheltenham is probably just the amuse-bouche for lots of people for the big event of the summer.
The big event. All right. Cameron Hill, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.